Banter podcast with Colin Jettis.
I tell you, I watched Naked Attraction the other way. It was like a woman transitioned to being a man, but hadn't got a dick yet. And I could not sleep until I'd seen the whole thing.
Are we rolling?
Yes.
This table's hectic. So it was a woman who... What?
So she transitioned. So the top half should become a dude.
Pecs, yeah.
Pecs, class shoulders, and then just a wee blurt. And I could not go to bed until I'd seen the whole thing.
What's the whole thing?
Like the blurt.
All right, okay. Chauvin? I feel like everybody shaves their bush right down on that show and it looks sore. And you're like, just leave a bit of fluff on. It's only TV.
Exactly. Like, wax it 2 or 3 days before.
A week? What do you?
Aye. Because if you shave it that day, that's when you get the chicken, the goose flesh.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Sort of.
And you know, it's not.
Pulled down a wet skin.
It's not a pair of pants, but it's his second best thing.
Aye. Do you like, what's your preference?
Vaginas, yeah.
Yeah, just anyone?
Big stuff.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Love it. Do I like what? Bush? And,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind. It's a bit of character, isn't it?
Aye.
I like Bush if it's like deliberate.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You don't want to pull a pair of pants back and be like, Jesus.
Yeah.
It's like a
You know when you'll see.
Or just long cash?
You'll see.
Long gash?
You'll see in the pornography films there, you know, someone's left the aggressive bush above, anything above the entrance.
Yes.
You want the clear runway and then a bit of garnish at
100%,
the top.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not like...
I'm hopping off. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Something to tickle the nose.
As the... Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Of course.
Cocaine.
Yes. It's good to be back.
Welcome to the General Banter podcast. My guest today was supposed to be Aaron McCann, but he has a very important lunch with his sister. And I went, cool.
Was he home for a couple of days?
Don't ever. He came home for a second vaccine.
Gotcha.
But we'll talk about that later. But we've got somewhat of an upgrade today.
Oh, it depends on what you look at me.
Michel de Bartolet.
Buongiorno.
Is in the building. We're wearing shades because...
Why not?
It's too bright.
Aye.
Got lights going on here. It's very warm. It's not as warm as it was last week, but I did do a piss there that looked like orange juice, not from concentrate.
Uh-huh.
So we'll be sipping beverages the whole way through. Yes.
I did a piss that looked like just like steam.
Yeah.
But I think that's thrush.
Like an iron, just...
Yes. Like, do you know when you open a new bottle of Coke, there's that wee bit at the top?
Yeah.
Like that.
Wee bit of fumes.
Yeah. I go...
Oh, opened up my nose. You ever piss in a really cold area and it's like you're literally like keeping your head back because the steam's...
Yeah. I once pissed at a music festival and a fly landed on the tip of my dick. Right as it was,
and you're just like,
I felt myself going, should I just try and catch it?
Just roll the skin,
like, roll
over
the skin
it?
Back over it, and then another balls. But it did happen to me. I remember.
She done with the balls.
I was still young. I was still young at the time.
Over every, oh, you didn't have
the loose. Yeah, I didn't have
the loose nuts.
The elasticity. I can't even say that.
Elasticity. Elasticity balls.
Uh huh.
I famously was at Tenants Vital.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Tenants Vital? The Foo Fighters were at the down in Boucher there. And they've got those men's toilets that's like three things facing each other.
Yeah.
To save space. But the place was hiving with people, like, going to the toilet. And I was pissing up against this thing, just, you know, like, guy here, like, hello, hello. And someone nudged me and I went forward and my dick hit the back of the toilet wall. So I've got everything. I've got all the STDs.
I once was going out with a girl when we were at I can't even remember what it was, like a festival or something. And I was having a pee, just like, we're blocking this appeal defense. And she went, what's it feel like to hold your willy when you're pissing? And I was like, what do you mean? She went, can I hold your dick when you piss?
You can out with this girl?
I was at the time, And I was drunk enough to go, aye. But then I tried to like hand her my willy and just piss in her fingers.
You hold that.
She laughed it off. No, thank God it was a festival. I had wipes and all was good. But
it has to be like a steering wheel. You're like, you come to me.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean?
Grab it. Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing. We've told this story before. Same thing happened to me at... one big weekend in Dundee where I couldn't queue for the toilet and I was like, I'm going to walk right to the back of the perimeter here against the, you know, like a tall wooden fence.
Aye.
And started pissing and just out of nowhere two fat Scottish birds just arrived beside me and said, stop leaving my wife taking a piss. And I was like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, where am I supposed to turn the other way? Just some guy leaning against the fence pissing.
What's up?
And she was rattling the floor like,
oh man, there's nothing.
Do you know that fucking demon piss that girls are like
I remember being at
up the dirt,
being at Oxygen, and seeing the same thing. Like seeing a girl going for a piss, I was off my face, and I was like, "Here, she's gonna go for a piss." And me and my friend looked, and now she was wearing like a we weren't trying to see her parts. She was wearing like a big fucking poncho, but watching the trough of it was like she was drilling for oil.
Yeah,
just a steady stream.
It's like when they're trying to excavate.
Sparks coming out. Yeah, fucking like an archaeologist. Miners coming out of it. Fucking. It was,
yeah, like drilling for. Yeah, literally. Yeah. Like when
it was like she went fucking destroy Alderaan and a big like planet killer
rocket of piss. I wonder when you get that deep squat, does it accentuate the pressure?
I mean, maybe because I've shit outside and it definitely makes it fling out. Fling is the only way I can describe it. Fling out.
Like that gif of the baby just go.
Yeah, like a trebuchet.
I don't even know what that is.
Big catapult.
Oh, bro, someone's been watching History Channel. Our sponsors today are the OG sponsor, manscaped.com. If you're going to piss in public, you want to have a clean piss pipe and a shorn bag.
Exactly. You want to have a shaft that looks like a dolphin's back.
Correct, or a fish's belly. Now it's now it's
well, a different color from the top.
Peel and so
bones in it.
Smells like macro.
But why would it smell like macro?
Sweat. Fucking, what was it saying? Manscaped.com, and it's called Manscaped, Mick, you know this. I'm sure it would do you for shaving your fucking blurt as well. You know what I mean? And if you listen to this podcast and you want to fucking hit the streets with a shorn pipe, what's the code now?
GenBomb1.
Where's your microphone? It's half-assed operation around here.
What the fuck?
GenBomb1, you get 20% off, Mick.
That's fucking decent.
Oh, it's a fifth. And straight, it adds another fifth onto the pipe length as well if you take away
if you know what you're doing.
The most of the bushel there at the bottom. And that's it, GenBomb 1, get 20% off. What's the other sponsor? I nearly said Beerscaped. Beerscaped. Beer52.com. I mean, there's not much to say other than if you use the code. What is the code? Banter? Banter. You get the first box free, Mick.
Class.
You just pay for delivery.
I just want to say to your sponsor, if you want to hit me up, I'll learn it and do it professionally.
Yeah. He'll read it and everything.
I also use both those products.
Well, the thing
sometimes
is,
at the same time.
The thing is,
you mean you cut the, short, but you've had 52 beer and you need a fucking.
I don't know where the 52 comes from. But use the code Banter. They send the first one out for free. You only pay for postage. It's amazing.
It's class.
And you know what them beers are like?
Actually,
this is an oatmeal stout. 24%. You know, you're hammered. It's like the size of a tin of Coke and you're like in rehab the next day.
That's exactly what I'm after.
It's good stuff.
I'm sick of drinking too much. I want to just drink just enough, but I'll still be blocked.
Yeah. Mm. That's what it's all about.
Very important.
Work smarter, not harder.
Yeah. Excuse me.
We hit that well.
That took me by surprise.
Let me just plug in my old... I forgot to do this at the start. Can we jump in with this?
Can we jump in with it?
Yeah.
Class. We'll start today off with a clip. Belfast at its finest. Now, of course I'm not connected. You've some editing to do here now. We'll attach to the old roadcaster. What a professional. Do you hook everything up before
you record? Man, I have a clue. There's two other people that I'm trying to start my own podcast, and I'm like, can I borrow the thing that I paid for, and can you also show me how to use it, Connor, please?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a nightmare. But anyway, check out this guy in Belfast, ready? Why is it not working?
Hear me. Just do you. Show us the way you dance again now. What the fuck it says to you? Dance! Dance like there's nobody watching. Come on. Oh my god! Hear me, can you do that? Fuck up, Ben. Go away. He's stealing your fucking face. Keep her fucking lip.
It's a beautiful thing, like.
Now, to be honest, that's quite a friendly reaction from Belfast.
Aye.
Normally that guy would be like, what the fuck are you doing?
I think the sweetest bit is when he goes, the fucking shazzy. You're like, fuck.
Yeah. Like, what's that guy doing? Just getting plastered.
Aye, just taps off drunk at Victoria Square.
Yeah. Like. Telling his mates, oh, he's fucking sitting there having a few beer.
Right, don't put this on Snapchat, she'll know I'm out.
Fucking, I'm supposed to be at work.
Supposed to be fucking driving a phone cab. Fuck. Fuck that, mate. That's the day. That's the sun's out.
I'm a cameraman for value caps.
I hear me. Just do you. Shows the way you dance again now.
So patronising. Do we fucking dance again now?
Guess how we spend.
So Belfast to be like, your life's a mess, but you manage to, you know, make someone else who's trying feel like shit.
Do your wee weightliftings and all there, you fucking... Aye.
Do that wee thing where you look like an actual superhero.
Here, Van Morrison, do your wee sing songs. For snot.
You know, like, just don't matter who it is.
Here, Van, do light up. No, it's not what's wrong. Can't he fuck you in?
Shit.
Take a tap off, relax.
The fucking says you.
Oh. What the fucking says you? Dance!
Someone who's a D, you know, like Mark Blair or something, you know, that guy makes like dance tunes. He needs to get that sample and just go dance, dance like nobody's watching, and then just jump into
Can you do that?
And fuck up,
fucking. Says up, cunt. Dance.
Nobody watching. One. Oh my god!
Guys, out of his mind. I would be too. See, if I could if I could do backflips, I wouldn't walk anywhere.
No.
You
wouldn't pay into any fucking train in the country.
Oh, definitely not. Like,
I love that.
I'm just coming out of a Chinese, two bags of fucking half and halves.
in your car that's not a convertible. I just break your legs. I love this guy's doing some sort of preaching over there, and he's like, can you do that? And fuck up!
It's amazing.
Can you do that and tell me about the word of Christ? I don't think so. Useless bastard.
Amazing.
It's one of the best videos I've seen in Belfast in a long time. Because usually somebody would do that and then he'd get his fuck kicked in.
I mean, just a beautiful very sample graceful, of Belfast. I mean, what does this guy do? Just does backflips and shit? He's like a powerlifter, is he?
He's tremendous.
You do your wee weightlifting, sir, kid. Stay strong.
Get yourself a wee PB. PB&J, fuck.
265k for 10 reps. What's he doing? Just squatting. And obviously it won't play. Look at that. That's big weight there. So it is.
Fucking hell. Makes a bar look like rubber, mate.
Oh. That's a lot of fucking reps. So yeah, I don't know what this guy does. He's what does it say at the top? Weightlifter, powerlifter, and tricker from Ireland. So he's from here. Big Clarence. I'm surprised he didn't get his name.
What's your name?
What's your name?
What's your name, bud? Clarence?
You fucking pressing me? Fuck that.
I'm not too keen now.
To be honest. Stop. You're not just Marsh like a normal one, though.
Give him a wee twirly stick and all. He
fucking...
Stick him up in front of the band.
See, if you were the 12, I'd go myself, mate.
He fucking loves that, no? Give him the wee fucking... Put two tennis balls on a fucking broom shaft and... Bit of tape round it. No, he fucking...
Aye, but can you do it and play a flute, can you?
He look, no.
Aye, well, fuck up, man.
Just the effort involved in that.
Just, you know, the breathing.
He dropped that dickhead.
Spot all over myself.
It's a very beautiful video, I have to say.
Anyway, incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible times. Clarence, keep them on yourself. 200,000 followers. Fuck me.
I had a weird... This is just talking about fucking value cabs. I know that's been a weird one. I was, I had a bit about it.
I had to cut last week's clip out.
See, that's the thing, right? So I had an idea for a bit about it. And I was standing outside a gig in Derry. I was telling one of my mates. I was just sort of running through. I might do this better than it, right? And then another guy didn't really know what was going on. He was like, what was the crack? And we gave him like a very short kind of, there's a video going about with this couple and we're doing a bit of stuff in the back of a taxi and a bit of fingering, da da da.
Bit of stuff.
And the guy was like, right. So I'm going through the bit again. And then my mate went, man, I don't know if you can do it because like a girl ends up in a hospital. And the fella who wasn't really paying attention just went, fuck me, how big are a cunt's finger? Okay. Might have to cut that out too, but it was...
Nah,
just a fucking hell.
Like, yeah, I mean, I was saying on the old Patreon podcast yesterday, I was like, yeah, there's a lot of things going on, you know? Probably some sort of responsibility to maybe not be at that as an adult in a taxi?
Yeah.
I was more like, put your belt on.
Aye.
Do you know the driver should have been like, get the fucking on that there, get your belt on.
I've seen a lot of people being like, if they lit up a fag in the back of that taxi,
that's you'd be kicking
them out. Like, yeah.
I got in a taxi one time and I had a fucking kebab and it hadn't even opened it yet. And the guy was like, that fucking stinks.
Aye.
That stinks. And he put it in a bag and put it in the boot.
Aye.
He said, fucking look, I don't charge you a valet fee for it.
Aye. Should have put the end in the boot.
I know. Actual kebab. Get in this bag and get in the boot.
Get in the boot. Rack off. Fucking hand yourselves.
Take that Febreze.
I heard, has the driver been taken to court though for...
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, it's I would imagine it happens all the fucking time.
you mean? Yeah. Like, not to that extent, maybe in broad daylight, but I reckon
I've been fingered in a taxi loads of times.
All those fucking all those cameras inside and all. I'm sure on a weekly basis, drivers are like, oh, "There's two fucking
aye.
Going at it there in the back of the thing." I'm sure it happens every week.
Oh, it's bound to, like,
but it was that. That's why I think
because riding's like pissing. Sometimes you can't wait to get home.
Yeah, sometimes you have to do it in your hat. But like fucking what was I gonna say? Forget that. What did you just say there?
Riding's like pissing. I'm gonna go back. Now do the minutes, sir.
Do the minutes.
Well, you fucking
at a good point to make it forget now.
But the driver being in court?
No, that's what I was gonna say. Because everyone was talking about it and it was massively graphic.
Mm-hmm.
There's part of you thinking, maybe that's like, it was so confident that you're like, well, obviously they don't mind who sees this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's almost like, this is our thing. We fucking go for it.
Like a wee bit yeah.
Like it wasn't like sneaky private moment. It looked like she was performing for the fucking camera. Mm. Like
you would do it behind his seat if you're not a pro.
You would book a 7-seater.
Aye.
And you would limp to the taxi.
Yeah.
Pretend there's something wrong with you. But give another leg it does.
I'm sure you have a white beard.
Be dragging this fucking turgid pipe around all afternoon.
Skinny jeans and a thick duck.
I can't. What's the other one?
And there's no one
in the car.
You don't bring me flowers.
Yeah, so I was thinking going over a wall and hitting the fucking classroom of school kids whilst getting sucked.
Aye. They dead in this vehicle. Say the one using the oven like a ventriloquist. Don't we did the damage?
The one wearing another one like an oven mitt. Do you think if the guy was just getting fully gawked off, would everyone have been like fair play?
No, I think because she's a quite a good looking woman. The guy's like, "What do you fucking say yes?" Because apparently he sent it to his mate.
Do you think there's a bunch of fucking swamp dunk? Well, of course. You don't send anything to your mate.
Oh, aye.
You fucking text me something, I screenshot it, send it to someone else.
I'm in several WhatsApp groups I wish I'd never even fucking been invited to.
Yeah, like Paddy McDonald, enough with the snuff videos. Do you know what I mean? The guy's just like, what was the one he said? Like, oh, don't watch this if you're easily sick.
Oh, no, squeamish?
No, but he wrote it like that. If you're easily sick. And I'm like, easily sick is like, I don't like cheese or shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, oh, fuck, don't show me. Or you know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm a bit weird. Well, like, oh, don't scrape your nails. That, aye. Oh, fuck, don't
bite a jumper.
Not a woman getting knifed to death.
Aye.
On CCTV.
We were doing a gig. So I've muted all WhatsApp groups because I'm like, no, your phone's just going mental.
Yeah.
So I'm looking, like, the one we were in, and then I went into the other one, and I'm watching the video, and the first bit of it's a couple riding.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, fuck, it's cold, right? And then all of a sudden, fucking full-blown murder.
Yeah.
And then I had to be like, fuck, Mark McCartney, everybody. Fucking.
Where was that?
In the Boneyard.
Oh, my God.
But then that night, because I'm living on my own, I was fucking, I went to bed with samurai sword. I was like, somebody just break in here and stab me. Literally lay in bed with a weapon.
Yeah. I'm scared. And then you trip and fall and you know,
kill yourself, yeah.
Put it through your belly like
well,
a sacrifice.
I still had it on the sheath.
I'm sure you did.
And the scabbard.
And I know. I know that you have more than one katana.
Oh, yeah. I've got them hidden around the house now just in case somebody breaks in.
Hold on.
I say around the house. I live in a one-bedroom flat. I'm just wearing them. It's in my pants.
Kimono, full fucking katana. Is that what you call it?
I call it Jeremy.
Katana.
Katana be.
Not a great... I'm so giddy. I'm so tired. Not a great weapon for a house fight, is it? For a house invasion?
Nah, I mean, it's essentially
through the roof.
It's a big
stuck in the blaster.
It's also not sharp, just a big butter knife. Yeah. Well, do you want to do 12 rounds at once? And make
king,
the sandwiches?
King, king. What is the best weapon? Apart from a shotgun. I bought a military-grade torch.
Nice.
You know, like, that's supposed to be, like, on the top of a fucking...
lighthouse?
And you click it, and it's like a fucking ding, everything lights up.
Aye.
So that I was like, if I could leave up beside the bed, you know, and hear a bit of a noise, creep down the house, turn the light on, it's like fucking someone put their full beams on in your face, you know, and then I just attack them naked.
Yeah.
You know, fucking...
Why are they naked?
You tell me what's scarier than that. You with a katana?
I'll tell you what's scarier than that. I went in
my tits and dick coming at you?
I went in an escape room. I've told this in a different podcast, I'll tell it again. me and my girlfriend went to an escape room down beside fucking KFC in Shaftesbury Square, right? So it's a Conjuring.
I was about to say KFC is not an escape room,
but it was a Conjuring themed one, right? So we're like hungover as fuck. She was booking it in the morning, and I went,
"That's a nightmare."
Exactly. I was like, "Do the Conjuring one because that'll be scary." And she said the words, "You're a F word that is a homophobic slur."
Yeah.
And I, homophobic slur. I don't like a pink one.
Homophobic slur. You meant the pink glass, no, no. Shit.
Put fucking vagrant.
Fuck.
But long story short, we get through the sort of first room, go into the second room. Nothing had jumped out, so I started to relax. So I was hungover and a wee bit paranoid anyway.
That's how they get you.
I started to relax. Then a note came under the door, and my girlfriend's like, "Oh, that's a clue for the last room." So we run into the thing, and there's a guy in the corner dressed up as the fucking nun from the Conjuring movies, right? So she's like, "Oh my God, there's a man there. I don't know if it's real. I don't know if it's fake." And the light starts strobing, and he turned his head and looked at me, and I was like, "It's fucking real!" Right? Now, knowing full well it was just a wee actor in a costume, right? I'm trying to do this thing with a clock, and every time the lights went black, he just got closer. So well done. Like, definitely go do it, because it was well enough done. I didn't see him move. But the closer he got, I started going, "Mate, we get it. Ha ha. Very funny. Very scary." And I just kicked him. Just booted him in the chest.
Really? This is Sparta? You could reach his chest?
I kicked him, yeah, but it was a rangefinder, only used the weak leg. So it was like, it was one of those ones going, "I've tapped you in the chest there."
All right, Anderson.
But the right's coming, right? And my girlfriend was going, "In fairness, you did tell him," because I was that freaked out. She says, I was going, "I'm going to fucking kick you. I'm going to kick you." And then I did. And I just tapped out of the escape room. I went, "Listen, I just want to go home now."
But even the ghost would know that it's COVID.
Well, that was the thing. She was like, they're not going to touch you because of COVID. And I was like, he was still freaking me out. Still scaring the fuck out of me. And then I went to bed that night, and I looked up at the skylight, and I could fucking see the nun just staring through the window at me.
True. Like, terrifying. I mean, I haven't opened my eyes in a ghost tree in my entire life. Oh. You know, just sat there like, X. And a bit of that, cold, like, spit, which is just someone quaffing in your face.
It's the mummy.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. The scariest one I ever was on was in Butlins on a football trip, and there was a ghost.
Having a Catholic jump out of the-
No, it was fucking that.
Do you want me to clean your windows? Oh.
I don't know why. There was something going on in Butlins, like a tournament. Anyway. Uh-huh. Some sort of child trafficking thing. I don't know.
Oh, I got Butlins confused with Windorn there. Sorry, all those jokes made sense in my head.
All right, okay. Jesus. Dub that over now, would you?
Yeah. Bondorn.
No, but the fucking... I just remember on the way in, I had seen a shite in a condom. Mm. So, I burped. So, someone had a full lion bar shite in a condom, and I was traumatized from the shite in the condom. Just like, just on the way around the ghost train, like...
Just thinking, how do you do it?
What the fuck was that?
Because it just shows you, like, to successfully do that, depending on how healthy the person would be, you'd have to flick a condom out like you're putting a bag in a bin.
Yeah. Yeah. Tough.
Yeah.
Or do you put it on inside out, grab it, pull it back over?
That would make more sense. Or do you get your mate to hold the condom around, like you're filling up a water balloon, like around your hole, and then pipe, and then shed into it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, who knows?
Fascinating. I've never encountered that.
Yeah. But honestly, I was like fucking 1,000 yards there for like the rest of the day.
Aye. So one time I saw my dick in a condom, terrifying. Yeah. Never again.
Yuck. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Absolute waste.
It's
waste of vantage.
It's just the worst. I mean, it is the worst.
Aye. There's nothing prepares you for seeing a shite when you're not expecting to see a shite.
True.
Ever.
It's like the time I was at the circus.
Mm-hmm.
When I worked there. No, when I was in a portaloo at a circus when I was a kid. A lot of traumatizing shite stories when I was a kid. And I opened the door of this portaloo, and it was back before, you know, now you shite on a shelf, the presentation shelf, where you get, is that right for you?
And then you
clunk it down. This was just a big fucking blue pool of bleach, basically, with a lot of shits floating in it still. But there was a fucking gravy ring donut and a shite that looked nearly the same, kind of bobbing up and down beside each other. And you're like, imagine, like, I bet you the guy went to stick in his hand to take a piss and was like,
Just seen the shit that looked like the fucking donut. I was like, fuck that.
That's enough of that.
Turfed it in.
Yeah. Or he ate it without chewing, just fired it right out.
I don't know.
Could have been just a flume.
Sugar on it, like.
Yeah. I remember being in Cork one time and just seeing, like, just a shitty pair of pants, but then a shite on a wall.
Like that dog that fucking did the handstand and shit in the window. You see that?
No.
There's like a chihuahua did the handstand. Like, and like shot, I'll have to get it. Like shot against the wall. You okay now? You alright? I was looking up how to paint PVC windows last night. Yeah! My life be like, whoa. Let me see. Dog, handstand, shit.
Pornhub go.
Yeah, that dude keep on fucking Instagram keeps sending me the fucking the e-fucked links.
What's that?
It's a website with just like really fucked up porn. No, I didn't expect.
What, like boy girl? No?
I didn't expect there to be so many. Yeah. No, that guy's just doing a handstand. That's very impressive. That's,
yeah.
For a pug, like pugs can't do.
Here, can you do that? Fuck off, Ben.
How the fuck is...
Do your wee dance, mate.
The more I look at it, the more. The more I look at that, the more I think, is that how they're supposed to be? It looks like a chicken with no hair.
Having a shit that looks like a dog?
Man, it's the amount of piss that's fucking blowing me away.
That dog's been laying there all night.
Is he trying to write a word? Maybe he's crying for help. Look at that stink up close, man. It's like a bullet wound. I mean, how long is this? Oh my god, bro. Maybe he's just eating a piss so bad that his bladder's fucking...
Aye, that's definitely...
Holding him up.
Fucking hell.
Jesus Christ, bro!
Like, he should be getting skinnier. Oh, 3 seconds.
He has no regard for his own fate there. He's pissing everywhere.
Fucking
there's
hell.
More piss come out than there was dog there. Oh my fucking days.
You need to dub that over with that fucking guy in Belfast. That's amazing.
Dance! Do your wee dance. Look at the fucking shazzy. Can you do that? Then fuck up. handstand. Oh wait, shit. Window. Yeah, there's definitely one taking a shite against the window.
Was it a Vine? Or maybe a TikTok? There's a guy that like runs into a lake and shits mid-air.
Of all the spots, like. Oh, dog shitting in the ocean, is this it? The dog shits
in the ocean. It's a guy.
It's just launching fucking cigars out of its ass.
Cigars?
Oh my god. Oh Jesus Christ.
No, there's a video I'd seen of like a guy running, jumping into a lake, and as he jumps he just fires a massive shit.
That's incredible.
Oh god.
Why is it, I mean it's so juvenile, but it's the funniest shit of all time.
There's nothing funnier, like. Like a well-timed fart will get me over the best stand-up special of all time. Oh, I swear to God.
If Dave Chappelle started farting into the mic, God. He'd be the goat, like.
There's nothing fucking...
I was furious.
It has to be that fart, like...
Yeah. I loved in the Ali G movie when they're like, they're building something and they're like, we'd be honored if you would lay a brick. And he pulls his cack down and they do it so well because it's not like comical. Like aye. It just goes... It does a wee butt quaff. Fucking hell, where do you go after that? Like,
even like, do you know what I mean? That situation, if you're in like a public toilet and somebody's having a horrible time.
Yeah,
I'll be in the cubicle laughing.
I used to do material about it, like, but I don't know what it is about airports where people just like
My joke was like,
you can't. Well,
I was like, I've had two kebabs and 14 Stella. I was like, oh, better book a flight down. Because you're like literally in there and someone's just dying next
to like they've weighed their luggers and weighed themselves and going, I'll get rid of some of
that. I'm not throwing a jumper away. It's a disaster. I'm fucking, this thing. But like, yeah, and somehow like your body knows you're traveling. It'll either just not shit or you'll be like, why am I doing the murkiest shit of all time today, of all days? Oh, it's brutal. Like, but I'll always talk about it. That time in fucking Glasgow train station with it. Like, it honestly looked like someone fucking tied a bucket of shit to a grenade and threw it into the cubicle.
Not paying the 50p, fuck that.
But I was just like, what did you do? A handstand with diarrhea? It was like up. It was like up the toilet and up the wall.
Fucking hell!
And then the other day, where was it coming out of Lavery's, around the side of Botanic, around the side of the Empire? There was just like a human shit and a towel with shit all over it. My life be like, fuck.
Have you ever shit yourself? No.
Nah. Yeah. Nah, not really. I've definitely thought I was going to have to.
I've been close, like.
But nah, I've never done it. The closest calls I've ever had were like, where I went and took a shit just for precautionary reasons and shit my brains out and went, Jesus Christ, imagine I'd have got on this bus or like get in the car, so, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Have you ever had it like gigging or something where you're like, right, I'm genuinely worried about how I'm going to get on?
Yeah. I remember like, I was doing support for Kielty. So when was that, like 2012 or something? But
I would give you diarrhea.
Yeah. The night before, I was drinking Guinness with my dad. I don't even had like just a feed of fucking drinks and you get that weird just beer hunger.
Yeah.
And basically I had like a full block of jalapeno cheese.
That's why we both look the way we do.
Exactly. At Donald's. But it was like a full block of spicy cheese. And all the next day was just like, so the kind of like, I can't make it from here to there. I'm going to be shitting. Like it's going to be, and I'd shit my brains out right up to about to go on stage. Stand in the backstage, like, fuck, I'm starting to sweat again. This is getting mental. And I had to bring Damon Carr on. I was doing 15, he was doing 20, and I was doing 5 at the end. Damon brought me on with the backstage mic, and it wasn't turned on. And I was like, I don't have time for you to figure that out. And just walked out cold.
Yeah.
Because it was like, I can hold this in for 7.5 minutes, and then I'll shit the whole way through your set.
Yeah.
And it was terrible.
It's
and
scary.
Then,
like,
again, once the gig was finished, I stopped shitting. The diarrhea left, but all day that day, it was...
That's it. Tom the Bear said to me one time, he's like, you could be fucking shitting your brains out, like throwing up, doing everything.
Yeah.
And then the second you have to do a gig, your body will just go, shoop.
Yeah,
like,
we'll keep up for now.
But you see, I don't understand what this thing is about, like, you know, in your brain, you're like, oh man, what if I need to shite myself on stage? Just go to the toilet. Like, it's that, you know, you think in your head, you're like, show must go on and all. And you're like, nah, if you just went, guys, I'm going to shit. It'd be hilarious. And you're just like, shit myself.
I had one time to gig in McHugh's, like in Boston for a piss, and the toilets were behind the stage. So the MC had brought someone on to do 7. They ended up doing 15. So I'm now needing a piss for a full half an hour. And I thought, right, I'll get on stage. It'll be grand. It'll just go away.
Yeah.
And 5 minutes into my set, just stopped the whole gig and went, I'm going for a piss. I need to.
Take the mic with you?
I just put the mic back in the stand, ran out the back, and I needed the piss so bad. When I took my dick out, the piss came past my head like that. Like, I was essentially pissing before I was aiming.
Yeah. Who's you aiming?
Fell drinks piss. No, I'm aiming McHugh. No. I remember going like...
There's nothing... It's nearly worse to need a piss than to need a shit, I think.
Yeah.
Because the shit's just like a burden. The piss is like sharp.
This agony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always remember that one time coming from Derry, and I was hungover and drank like fucking ton of juice and all before I got on the bus, and I needed a piss so bad that when I got the piss finally, my body wouldn't piss.
Yeah, like, that's a weird thing. That was fucking terrifying.
I was gripping it so hard.
Yeah,
that it was like, go on, piss, and your dick is like dead. Whatever clamp goes on behind that,
you get a weird semi. Do you read that?
Well, just
you
at the bottom.
Piss so bad, your dick's all
just at the bottom.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Did you watch that show on Netflix? The guy with the big fat cock.
I saw the clip.
Yeah, what do you think?
Outrageous.
Do you think it's real?
Yeah, it is real. Google it.
Is it though?
Yeah.
What did you find out?
He's like, no, it's my real cock.
Yeah, but whatever. That's, you know.
Yeah, he was just like, I have no problem getting my dick out. And nor would I have a dick like that. Fucking hell, I have a problem keeping it in. If I had a debt like that, I would not own jeans.
The problem I would have is like, why am I working?
Yeah.
Come around my house.
Film this.
Throw money. But like, is it though? I just thought it looked weird. It looked a weird colour and it looked a weird...
And yeah, and that's, I had to watch it twice, don't get me wrong. Initially I was going, it's not a fucking real dick.
But why, you know, like, is that, that would be one of the biggest soft dicks you've ever seen.
Oh yeah, 100%. That must be a world record breaker. Like,
yeah, it's fucking enormous. Yeah. Like, you've watched porn and you'll see a guy who is a massive... There's a few proportion things going on where you're like, a guy looks like he's got a fucking major pipe.
Aye.
It's probably 5'6" and very slim, because that's what they use for porn. It looks more impressive to be like...
Aye.
It's like a girl with big tits. If you were like 5'10". Whatever, with big tits. You're like, oh, whatever. But if you were like tiny, with big tits, it's way more impressive.
Yeah.
I think there's a proportion thing going on there. Because even if you were like fucking...
But then, I don't know, is it one of those dicks where like, when it gets hard, does it still hang there? Is it just like, it just gets hard?
That was my issue.
Or does it
that
give it a issue. Fucking... Because I don't know how you would lift it.
That was my issue. I was like, it looks like a raging boner pointed down.
Yeah.
That's what...
Maybe you whip one up.
Everything's a whip.
He might have just given
it. Everything's a whip with that guy.
Yeah. Fucking right.
But why is it? Why does it not look like a Swiss roll in his pants when he's like standing on a red carpet or something?
Oh, see, I didn't do any of that checking. I didn't look at
that was like, my. I was like, you couldn't hide a dick like that anywhere,
unless you're wearing like FUBU jeans, like old school.
But he's wearing like a fucking tux and then a pair of rockerwear jeans just to hide it. But you know what I mean? You'd be standing on a red carpet,
right?
No,
it did look. When you think about it, did look like a hard dick. The point of down, you're right. Yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
I would love it to be real. I said this last week.
Yeah,
I wish it's real. But it would be such. It would be.
How many weeks have you been talking about this?
I've just finally found the bravery to talk about it out loud.
It's the first time I've been sitting. Like, cause I watched it with my girlfriend. It's the first time I've been sitting beside a woman, seen a dick, and went, "Don't you fucking dare look at that!
Look away!
This is for me. Yeah. My ears are some pipe.
Some pipe on you.
Some fucking length you have. Your toes infected. That's not his toe. It's just a helmet.
It's you know, like, you're also gonna have to find, you know, the receptacle for that thing.
Aye,
which. I
think you start going, so you fucking no woman's gonna want dick that big. That's too big. Like, it's fucking that's too bad. Hurt you?
Yeah,
wouldn't it? Wouldn't it?
You know, you're having to hold the bottom of it yourself.
No, mine doesn't have a bottom. It's just all middle.
Let me pull out my shaft. Was there a period of time where they were sending like just close-ups of your dick skin into that grip? No? Or is that just me and Dave?
It might have. I don't know if I got involved in that one.
You would just be like arm or cock.
There was a point where I had the same problem she and Todd had before you got circumcised. So I was like, I'm not sure anybody my dick skin because it was all sore.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Got circumcised. I believe it glides into a man's anus a bit better.
I'm dying to know if he's had either a wank or a ride yet. I keep asking him. He hasn't taken a ride.
Ringing?
I have it on airplane mode here. Didn't want to kiss the bit start.
Tell me this. You've been buckling her. I mean,
I don't want to ask him because I think it'd be rude. He's a married man. There's no point in me. Do you know what's rude? Well, he just texted me here, mate. Just done a bit of bucking.
Just finished blasting loads.
Because I was watching the thing. It was Tom Segura was talking about it when he got a vasectomy. They're sort of like, listen, try not to bust nuts.
Today?
Yeah, for like 10 days or 2 weeks. Or
that would be me, by the way.
You'd have to do it that night.
I would just get home and be like, looks good to me.
Aye. What's the longest you think you've went without blowing a load? Since you've started blowing loads?
12 hours, maybe?
Yeah, I remember one time going 3 days and being like, fuck, I haven't had a wank in 3 days.
No, I don't know what it was, but it was probably about 10 days.
Yeah.
But it was like a trip. So but it was a teenager. Like,
aye.
But it was quite a long time. And then I got home, fucking levitated. It's like fucking Iron Man.
Friday. Aye. Crossing streams.
Ghostbusters.
Fucking right. Ghost nutters. Nutbusters would have been
way more sense. Nutbusters, yeah,
fucking hell, mate. Come on, think, man.
Fucking Jesus Christ. Just give us a quick rundown on where yous are at with the conspiracy theories right now.
Oh,
in a nutshell,
having a fucking notion.
Is it run wild?
It's I don't know. It's kind of.
Are you getting? Have you been vaxxed?
Not yet.
You getting it?
Like I've said, I will when I have to. When I have to go travel and stuff, yeah. Okay. But at the minute, I'm kind of... I'm not against it. Like, I think a lot of people think we're flat earth anti-vaxxers. I've had people throw that shit at me and I'm like, I'm fucking not. I'm just a wee bit like... I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
So... until it's an actual requirement, which it looks like it's going to be to get in anywhere.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of just getting a wee bit, like... it's just getting fucking mad. I think the stuff that's going on at the minute with vaccine passports, and I was reading a thing, or heard a thing in the radio yesterday about the South, where you have to prove you've been double vaccinated or have a letter to say that you're about to get vaccinated to get into a restaurant. Mm-hmm. I'm a bit like, well, it's either fucking be vaccinated or don't be. Why do you have to, like, an MOT where you've
been
booked?
Well, that's it, isn't it? It's like, they keep coming up with these fucking shitty rules. I've done it the whole time.
Yeah.
Where they make up these slightly contradictory, like, bullshit things where you're like, why the fuck are you making me do this? They're going to keep doing that. It's happening with, like, performances or entertainment or anything. Everyone, you know, like, oh, you have to have a meal. You have to have a fucking pizza that everyone's going to touch, and that's going to fucking stop COVID going about. It's such horseshit.
I think the idea of like trying to get to zero COVID, it's never going to happen.
Near that, I think it's in the mix now, the way the flu is and the cold is and norovirus and all that shit.
Yeah.
You're going to still be able to get it forever, probably.
Yeah.
Which is probably why you should get vaccinated.
Yeah. But I think it's like...
Because you do it for the flu and all that other bullshit. Yeah.
But I've been kind of like, I'm obviously like... it's not even a secret that I'm like, this lockdown shit doesn't make sense to me. But I heard a thing that the CDC have come out apparently and said like the PCR tests, we can't tell the difference between COVID and like any other coronavirus, which is any other cold or flu virus.
Uh-huh.
And again, the tinfoil hat crowd have been going, we've been telling you that from the fucking start and you weren't listening. So
that they're just detecting whether or not you're sick?
Yeah, it's like for them to pick up COVID, apparently, and I don't understand. So if anybody's, don't write in the comments, you're full of shit. Or like, they basically have to like upcycle the tests by so many times to find enough virus in it. So, which is why they can say you can have it and not be sick and transmit it without getting... so basically you'd be walking with COVID, but not enough to make you ill.
Yeah.
So you still go down as a positive case and still have to isolate and all that sort of stuff, but you never had enough to be ill or transmit it. And now they're going, we can't even fucking tell if you've had it or not. But the CDC have been changing back and forward constantly, like, the whole way through it. So,
but something's going on.
Something's going on. Like
There's people going, like, you know, I mean, there's people having cancer fucking operations moved because the fucking place is full of people. And the reason it's full of people is because people are out doing whatever they want now. And a lot of them aren't, like, vaccinated.
But then I don't know what to...
so it does...
Yeah, but I don't know what the crack is with it, because...
it does affect more people, like, on the big numbers game.
But it's a weird thing where you kind of go, like, my sort of... and again, I don't understand any of it. Don't claim to be an expert, but, like, cancer is 100% deadly if you don't get treatment. COVID is 99.something% survivable if you don't get treatment, yet they're prioritizing COVID.
Yeah.
It's literally not as serious a disease. So I'm like... what's the deal here?
But it's, you know, reader, in like, a lot of like, cases, it's not like, you know, a lot of cancer is discovered and it's a process to get whatever. COVID could be like, oh, I've got this. Oh, I can't breathe. Oh, I'm in hospital. Oh, I'm dead. Like in the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
There are some cancer cases like that are really far gone and people are really ill or something.
Yeah.
But it's a lot more immediate. I mean, that's why they were talking about the fucking swine flu thing, which kicked off in China back in the day.
No.
And it was... like 24 hours and you were dead.
Oh, yeah.
So they
contained, with Ebola and all
they contained
stuff, like,
it way quicker.
Yeah.
It didn't get out of China or whatever the fuck it was at the time. So, yeah, it's that weird drawn out thing with COVID that allows it to go fucking everywhere.
It's just fuck. I don't know. It's my thing is, like, it just feels like everybody's like, I don't have a side. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm not even really a conspiracy theorist. I think they're interesting. I think there's some fucked up shit happening, and then I'm just looking at people immediately go, oh, it's your fault, oh, it's your fault. And I'm like, this doesn't solve anything. I'm trying to be a hippie, is what I'm saying to you. Buddhist, maybe.
Vegetarian?
Vegetarian.
Hare Krishna?
Not too bad. How's Krishna?
Yeah, it's such fucking, it's just murky, like, water.
Like, and there's,
I also think, like, if there is a legit pandemic, and they're legit trying to wipe it out.
Yeah.
For the most part, they have to track it somehow. Otherwise, you just walk around and be like, you know, do you have the vaccine? You go, ah,
aye.
You know, there has to be.
I think it is a dangerous thing. I heard Russell Brand talking about it, and I was like, that's kind of how I would like to explain myself, in that I don't care whether people get the vaccine or don't get it. It's your choice. Yes, I get you need to, you should be getting it. Like, but the discrimination against people who haven't got it is where you go. That's when they start bringing in laws to say you need to have this or you can't do that. That can later become fuck you.
Sure, I think it should just be like, you know, intelligently encouraged.
Yeah.
You know, instead of shamed or whatever. It's like I heard someone talking about like flat earth or something, and this guy brings up this thing and he goes, so these are the amount of people that work at NASA, these are the amount of like fucking aero fucking engineers and physicists and all that work. And he goes, that's roughly, blah, blah. He gets right up and he goes, so that's roughly like, you know, like fucking 700,000 people alone working in that industry. And he goes, do you think they're all working together to lie to you?
Aye.
About the earth being fucking flat.
But doesn't matter how. But doesn't matter how everybody. That's the one thing that I do think is really interesting, is that we're talking about COVID and people go flat earth, and you go no. Just because I don't really fucking trust some of the cunts in charge doesn't mean I think they're trying to put 5G in a chip.
I know. Yeah.
But it's like everybody jumps straight on those things, and you're going, let's just have a wee discussion here about why we're still locked down. Like even those marches that are happening all over the world were called anti-vax marches, and there were people from all walks of life going, can I get back to work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's a kind of...
So do you think there was people like vaxxed up in that march just being like...
Yeah.
Was that a vaccine thing or was that just a lockdown
thing? It was a lockdown thing.
Yeah.
But it does make me kind of angry when the media call it an anti-vax thing, or like you listen to Stephen Nolan and all he's focusing on is the people that aren't vaccinated. And you're going, this is now becoming a wee bit fucking strange because there's legit reason for people not to get vaccinated. They might already have something wrong with them, or they're just a wee bit like, listen, this doesn't seem fucking like it's been properly tested. I'm already reading stuff about them having a third boost later in the year. So some people are just being like, can we just fucking
If it's like the flu thing, though, you would get it every year.
Mm.
You know, vulnerable people would get it every year.
Yeah.
If you've been vaxxed for this round, you know, it's like...
But then it's like, if I don't know, and I don't understand it again, I'm like, if they can't tell the difference between a cold and a flu, what's the difference? Why can't they just give you a fucking flu vaccine and just go hope for the best?
Well, they do, because the flu kills you as well.
Yeah.
You know, I think...
The flu didn't kill anybody last year. Maybe pneumonia. Didn't kill fucking nobody.
Well, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No one's out.
I don't know. It
does happen, but like, the COVID thing has sort of like,
people are too afraid.
It's made people more aware of like how easy it is to fucking go into your work one day and be like, oh, I feel a bit rough today, and then you wipe fucking 10 of them out.
Yeah, but that's,
and people do. Like, Maureen knows someone lost their husband. He was in their 30s, died of the flu.
Yeah,
years ago. Like, but
oh yeah, like it happens. Like, but it's I don't know what the A part of me sometimes, like, I've tried to do jokes about COVID. No one's ready to laugh at it yet at all because it's still too scary for most people. Part of me, after reading all the conspiracy theory stuff, I'm like, if there's a cabal of cunts running the world, that's scary. And if there isn't, that's fucking terrifying. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if this is the governments of the world trying their best and it hasn't worked, we are fucked. I nearly hope there's cunts and hoods being like, number four.
Yeah, I don't think there is.
Yeah, neither do I.
Because... they don't need to trick anybody. North Korea tricks their fucking people into like being fucking oppressed. They just do it with power.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Here's this genius master plan I've got to make everybody fucking follow suit here. Like, bro, there's easier ways to do it.
Aye. But there's weird things happening here. Like, did you see that video of fucking...
do a backflip!
Like, no, but James Corden and... was it Ariana Grande? Doing like a big get your vaccine song. And I was like, if that came out of North Korea, you'd go, them cunts are mental.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's, but again, you have to control it. Everyone needs to be fucking healthy and all that shit. I don't know. Giving away free burgers to fat cunts, though. Mm-hmm. You're like, mate.
They're not giving you like 100 quid or something, too.
Yeah, there's been a whole bunch of stuff.
100 quid?
Free ice cream and fucking... I do think, though, the sentence, I'm double vaxxed, is the new as a vegan. Like, people absolutely love telling you, I'm double vaxxed.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't give a fuck.
As a double vaxxer. I'm double vaxxed. I still don't feel 100% comfortable out and about.
Yeah.
It's not like you're fucking got a force field. There's still people breaking through the curtains at Lavery's being like, yeah, that's not set. No, you're like, get the fuck out of here.
Aye.
You know?
Yeah, I'm still fucking...
There's a girl at Lavery's the other day, come downstairs. She probably hates me forever now. Talking to the table there and walking down the stairs. And I was like, she goes, Mary, photos. And I went, going home to my wife and child. Everyone's leaving. Me, Demo, everyone's leaving. We've finished work. We're heading home.
We're going.
I was like, oh, fucking, you may be quick. And she goes, I may be quick. You're a fucking diva, aren't you? And I was like, yep. And she goes, well, fuck it then. I went, bye. Because yeah. I'm like, I'm not fucking
there. It's
sitting around, like,
it's,
you know, hanging out with people.
That fucking thing of, that just annoys
also,
me about
mirror
comedy
you
in general.
Photos.
Aye.
Fuck off.
The fucking idea of, I've had people do this to me. Hey.
Exactly. You
go, get the
that.
Fuck out of my
I
face.
I hate that. Like, you're like, you came to the gig and you don't go like, come to our table and hang out. No.
I give you a fiver, therefore you do what I want.
It's
done. That's not how it works.
It's over. Like, I finished work. I'm going home.
No.
Not that I don't appreciate it, but it's like, not now. Nah, give it a fucking minute. Even like pre-lockdown. Like, and I can remember taking on this office and like standing here when there was nothing in here. Maureen rang up and she's like, I don't think you should be gigging at the minute. And I mean, like, this is like a Tuesday and then like Wednesday, Thursday or something, whole place was shut down.
Aye.
And I had about two gigs left and I rang Dave and I was like, listen, I can't fucking do this gig. Just sorry for leaving it so late, but get someone else on. Cancelled another one. But fucking months before, on the, like, 6 months in the run up to that, because Maureen was getting treatment though. She was like, would you stop taking photos of people like after gigs? Because you don't know.
Yeah.
She's exactly. Like, I have no immune system. Yeah. Even if it's a cold or a flu or anything gross, and you come back just from taking photos of people and shaking fucking 100 hands.
Aye.
So I wasn't doing that for months anyway, because anything would have fucked her up at that point.
Totally.
So I was kind of doing that, and then she was like, would you not do those gigs? And I was like, if it makes you feel a bit safer, okay. And all I could see, at that point was the fucking security guards fucking keeling over in China. I was like, all right. And then sure enough, 2 days later, no one's let out of the fucking house. Aye. Like...
It's fucking...
So that's why I get double vaxxed.
Yeah.
But I don't give a fuck.
Aye.
Throw it into me.
Yeah, I'm like...
I don't give a shit.
A wee bit of me is like, I totally get that it works. I totally get that it's the safest thing. But I hate Boris Johnson so much. I'm like, fuck you. I'll get it when I want it. Like, I'm just doing it out of spite. But again, I'm not near anybody. I'm not like... Do you know, like, if doing stand-up, I'm a good fucking 10 feet away. Like, it's not going to fucking get you. I'm living on my own and all that. So
yeah.
If I had to travel, if I had to get on a fucking plane, I'd be like, gimme it.
Yeah. What is a vaccine passport?
See, it's, you have to prove that you have, I don't know if it's supposed to be on a phone or if it's supposed to be, you just show your wee fucking card with a number on it. I haven't been anywhere where they're like, can I see your papers, please, sir?
Yeah.
So I don't know how it works. I got sent a photo, Val and Mick sent me a photo of a toilet in Letterkenny in a bar they were gigging in. That had an RO for vaccinated and non-vaccinated toilets.
Where was that?
In Letterkenny.
Jesus.
So you're like, that's getting weird. It's, you know...
What if you walk up and you're like, hi, I'm non-binary, unvaxxed.
All right, but I'm bossing for a shite.
Well, we're all bent out the back.
Yeah,
you can have a fucking front piss, whatever the fuck it is.
I think some of the laws coming in about it, it's far too fucking easy to start discriminating against people. And I'm not about that.
The problem is, no one has a fucking clue. Mm. Everybody's panicking. Everybody's like, what?
Yeah. But I don't...
Because they'd have that, you know, that's the sort of place to be like, vaccinated, non-vaccinated, and then past a certain time of night when everyone's had a pint, the place just looks like it did fucking a couple of years ago.
I was in a fucking bar in Derry doing a gig the other night, and all socially distanced, and walked into the toilet and went, it doesn't matter what you're vaccinated against, you're catching something out of here.
Well, exactly.
Fucking diphtheria.
Diphtheria? The DJ?
Aye. Well, his cousin.
His cousin. Right, hold on a second. We'll get it. Do you want to do some questions? Do you? We've got fucking loads there now that we've solved all the problems of the world.
Everything's fixed.
Vaccinated the fuck. What's your favourite dad joke? It's a good start.
Two wheels standing at a bar. First wheel goes, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. The second wheel goes, make a home your fucking statement.
I don't remember jokes, but only because I heard one recently, and this is the worst joke of all time. This girl was like, she goes, why does the desert never get hungry?
Don't know.
Because all of the sand which is there.
Oh my God.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah, commit fucking harikari, what do you call it? Fucking kurosara, what do you call that fucking Japanese?
Kamakura?
You can't even want.
Cut your guts out?
What's it? I love jokes, like. I only seen it recently. I haven't even watched the whole series. But know the joke the guy tells Seinfeld in Curb?
Yeah. Your cunt is in the sink.
One of the fucking...
And he goes, I had no idea that was going to be so revolting.
Phenomenal. Such a good
Honey,
joke.
Your cunt is in the sink. Have you seen that now?
No. It's like...
Can you remember the joke?
Yeah, so basically this woman, it's the night before a wedding, she's nervous about the size of her opening.
That's the way he says she's concerned about the size of her opening.
So she's talking to her mum, and she's like, I'm worried about this. And her mum goes, well, do what I did the night before my wedding. Go down to the butcher and get a little leftover liver and just stick it up there. So she does that. The wedding night comes, like 8-9 hours. Her and the husband are having the most amazing sex of all time. She wakes up the next morning and he's not there. And there's a letter on the pillow that says, my dearest Harriet, the fact that we waited our entire relationship to consummate our love makes my heart skip so fast. I'm surprised I didn't wake you in the night. I've gone to work early so I can pay for all the things you deserve. A house with a picket fence, a dog, a car, and lovely kids. I love you so much. P.S. You're cunts in the sink.
But because it's your man Funkhauser, the voice is like so raspy. Yeah. Like,
P.S. Your cunt's in the sink.
P.S. Your cunt is in the sink. And Seinfeld's just looking at him like...
Because it was the fact,
no
the
fact that it's so
like
revolting.
But it's like the real laugh. Like he fully was, he's like, ah!
And
then,
and it's hilarious because Larry, he goes, I got a joke for you. And Larry, like, it's obviously his mate talking to Seinfeld. He's like, fucking shut up. Fucking, oh, Jesus Christ, here we go. And just tells him, like, the most horrific
That's
joke.
Fantastic.
Curb is the best fucking thing. Oh, my God.
I need, like, it's, I think I've sat down and tried to watch, and I keep going, I'm going to watch one episode and leave it. And I end up four in. And I can't remember three of them because I've laughed that hard.
Yeah, it's... You know? I fully binged it when I was in uni.
No.
Like, I just fucking was glued to it all day.
Do you know what I watched the other day for the first time in 20 years? Hot Shots Part 2.
Amazing.
Fuck me, man.
That was my favourite film when I was younger. Like.
See the bit where the president's like... Because he's constantly got all these injuries. You know, like, there's all the war wounds. He's like, oh, excuse me a second, I'm parched. He's doing like a speech. He goes, this isn't in my tongue, you know. Lost it in Korea. Probably uses some commie's doorstep. Got this one from a basset hound, and then goes. In the bit where he's looking through binoculars, he goes, "Hey, you better take these. My eyes are ceramic."
I love the bit, and it's so stupid. But I think it's because I watched the two movies close together. Aye. Is it part two where they're doing the kickboxer thing?
The Rambo thing, yeah.
What is it? Rambo?
Yeah.
Where he's dipping his hands in the thing, and, then, and then it's like gummy bears, and then like fucking.
And he goes. Hundreds of thousands.
Oh, Jesus.
I always love the thing as well where they're like, that girl turns up to the monastery and he's like, oh, they haven't seen a woman in years. And then in the background, it's just all these Buddhist monks trying to show off to this girl. Yeah. Like, the guy with a dog and a fucking ballerina costume and a dude ripping his robe off.
Why do they not make films like that
anymore? I have no idea. I mean, they're fucking hysterical.
You're just like, the joke rate is like fucking one every 3 seconds.
Yeah.
It's like bang, bang, bang. So good. Like, right. Well, move on. Mickey, do you ever just want to headbutt that COVID screen on stage at the Hatfield?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a nightmare. I couldn't deal with it at all.
It's very strange because you...
My low-level ADHD is like...
Yeah, especially like they've got a new one. So they had tape around it so you could sort of ignore it.
Yeah.
But now all you can see is like the haunted version of your own reflection.
Yeah. See your own face.
Yeah. It's like you're in a music video and you've turned up to tell you you're about to die.
I hate it. Also, guys, if you're going to put a screen up, wash the screen.
Yeah, or have a screen big enough to stop everybody from getting germs on them, as opposed to just two people right there.
Just a phone box. Yeah. You in a phone box. I had a fun time at the Hatfield.
It's a nice wee gig, one. It is. It's good laugh, like.
And I really like, you know, because it wasn't my gig and whatever. I felt very, very relaxed. Like I was just
try stuff out.
I wasn't even worried about trying to be that funny.
Yeah.
Which actually works in your favour.
Yeah, especially in that room, because it's a small pokey room, so there's no point bringing like a full fucking show.
Yeah.
You may as well just be, you know, I love it.
But yeah, I got some good work done in there, extended a few bits, did my wheelchair bit in there.
Amazing. I'm jealous of that bit.
It's a good bit.
Intensely jealous of it.
Have you ever dabbled in a website, Fab Swingers?
No, I haven't, no. Is that the one, though, where it's just lollipops hanging off a roof?
That's funny.
Thank you.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Fuck you. What's your favourite bit of each other's comedy, not anatomy?
Favourite bit of your... I think that wheelchair bit's become my new Geddes favourite, like.
Geddes favourite. I can't even remember my own bits, let alone other people's bits. I mean, I always just enjoy your fucking, you know, is it real, is it not real stories. Do you know what I mean? Where you're like, oh, I took coke with a fucking Sultan of Brunei. And I'm like, well, we'll see how much of this is dust.
It wasn't the Sultan. He just knew him. Like,
do you know what I mean? That bit was fucking not so.
I always loved, there was one time you did it, and you only did it once. You were talking about like going to Catholic people's houses and there's just pictures of Jesus everywhere.
Oh yeah.
And
I
you're
did
like,
that thousands of times.
No, but you, there was one night you went, you're sitting taking a shit and there's Jesus holding somebody's heart and then you just mind Jesus putting his hair behind his ear.
Yeah.
And I fucking I remember like seeing you doing it and turning to someone going, did he just put Jesus' hair behind his ear? And the guy went, aye. And my legs went. Like I was just fucking, bah!
But the, you know, the Jesus picture is always, it's always slightly judgy. Like,
aye. Yeah.
You know, like that. It's not like all holy. It's sort of like, maybe.
Wanking, are you?
Maybe you'll get in. We'll see.
But it was just that.
Yeah.
Fucking killed me. That and the one, the, like one of your earliest bits about the difference when the fucking robot with a big dick and you can hear the difference of it going in and out of her body. Fucking belter.
I swear to God, and I don't know whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, I haven't changed how I do comedy.
From the start?
Since I started.
Yeah, neither have I.
Like the way I write the jokes or whatever, maybe you get better at selecting what you know is going to work.
Aye.
Or whatever, but I don't think the writing's got better at all.
Aye.
It's still disgusting.
It's the same, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think.
Mine's still, wait to hear how I nearly died.
Yeah. if you played a clip of yours from fucking 8 years ago, it still just sounds more or less like,
yeah,
you're just wearing a waistcoat, you know what I mean? Yeah. But it doesn't sound dramatically different.
Yeah,
I would say there's a few people where you would listen to them and go like, oh, they really figured out
their voice and all that sort of carry on.
At a certain point. Right. But then maybe that depends. Well, I don't know. I was going to say it depends what age you start like, but
yeah.
Don't know.
I had
like Johnny Bo was on last week.
Yeah.
Did he always do one-liners? I can't remember. Or was he, did See, he just honest, at one point
I,
decide
I
like.
I honestly don't think I'd seen Johnny Bo until, excuse me, he came and did Five at the Hatfield.
Right.
Me neither. I don't think I'd ever actually seen him.
Or I didn't even know if he was doing it anymore. Aye. But I can't remember if he always did one-liners or he was trying to do Aye. Bits at one point.
Some of his jokes are sublime.
Sublime.
Yeah.
Totally. So it's easy to get jealous in comedy when you see when you see something that's different to yours.
Yeah. It took me a really long time to get into a nice mental place where I go, oh, I just can't do that. Do you know, like I've seen some like McCarney, I'm like, I can't fucking...
Yeah. But again, people like McCarney, Chris Kent, people who really fucking, you know, bring you down and take you along the journey and you're like in their style of comedy. I watch that and I go, fuck's sake, how do I do more stuff like that? And you're like, well, I don't.
Aye. You just
me
have
and
to
you do the same like turret gun at the side of a fucking helicopter.
Aye.
Like, take it off!
Who's next?
No, you fuck. There's no like...
It's like, it's for an hour. Nothing changes.
Yeah, yeah.
Put the foot down, put a brick on it. I'll see you in an hour. I'll be at the back smoking.
Yeah, but like... Yeah, even people with really good jokes, you're like, shit, should I be writing more jokes?
Yeah.
You know, you start doing that.
McCartney's new bit about how fucking poached eggs are better than sex is fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
And like, again, you're going, how do you do that?
Lockdown will do that to you.
Yeah.
I know, but it's just not...
I still firmly believe Paddy McGackie is the best stand-up comedian ever come out of this country.
I mean, the guy is like... You know, the thing with him is, like, he will just go, like, joke, oh, good, it's decent, funny, we're all having a laugh. One of the best bits you've ever heard in your life, but I think he did it, like, by accident, and then good. You know, but, like, it's just like, yeah, I don't know what it is. It's just like, I don't know, you fucking...
I always talk about the night he did a whole bit about having mental health issues, and it's all about, I get free in the pool because of the mental health. I thought I was allowed to bring somebody with me, so I went down to the pool and said, listen, can I bring the uncle in with me because I have the mental health? And it goes on this massive, massive fucking thing for ages. And then he goes, well, that's good because the uncle's a big pile of sandwiches. And then just that was it. So he takes in this whole story And it turns out he's just brought sandwiches because he's genuinely fucking mental.
I can remember doing, I think I jumped in last minute to do like MC or something at the Aragal.
Aye.
Aragal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Colin Murphy was on as well. So was Magaki. And he fucking, he did that turf war joke.
Aye.
There's turf war in Malmina. We're selling it for this. And Murph near just went like, and like nearly just get up and walked home. He's just like fucking killing himself laughing. He's just like, fuck him. Fuck you.
He's fucking great. He's so good, man.
I know.
I have the one as well about like,
he's literally like, and it's not an insult, like if Dougal was, Father Dougal was like real but and doing jokes, and you're like, doesn't really know which ones are the genius ones, but there's like genius ones in there.
His fucking joke about, I don't want to ruin it, but like, when you're watching like American movies and they're at first base, second base, third base, and he's like, we should do that with our national sports. He's like, imagine me getting some big dog Mark McCloy one night, and she goes, here now, Paddy, you're in the 45. You're not scoring from there. Fucking belter.
Exercise good for you. Releases dolphins.
Laughter releases dolphins. The night, he used to get up and he would go, the atomic number of zinc is 12. Tough crowd. And then one night we were in the pavilion, he went, I'm going to try some new stuff tonight. The atomic number of sodium. And I, like, again, nobody laughed. I kicked the table over, like, fucking drinks everywhere.
Like, it's so funny that, like, yeah, that's what a comedian's comedian is when people talk about that. Where you're like, it's so, you're like, I would never, ever land on that as a bit. But he has done it. And you guys are just going, right, talk more about Tinder.
Yeah. Stay carefully, quick.
Topics. Funny. Funny guy. Always has a plastic bag with him. Looks mental. How's Mickey doing his rational fear of escape room guy? We talked about that. Watching the Olympics excites me. Which Olympic sport excites Mickey? Female weightlifting. I was like, at the start, I was like, man, it's a bit unfair that this trans person gets to, you know, compete against these cisgender women who don't have the advantage physically. And then I seen the other people competing and I went, oh, they do have the advantage.
Aye. Because the trans, she made, was kicked in the first round, wasn't she? Like, didn't even
do well?
Aye.
Yeah, because, you know, fucking Yokozuna was lifting weights.
Aye.
The women lift, you were like, she slides in the mix. Aye. She gets lost in the shuffle with these fucking
animals.
Behemoths.
Fucking right.
The girl was, what, I don't know what, was it like, what one's that? Or, clean and press. What is it? Clean and
jerk. I don't know why I wanted to say
clean
the
and
clutch
press or whatever.
The snatch.
No, snatch is right above.
Right.
She did the fucking burp with 165 kilos or something. I was like, bro, I would not get that off the floor in a deadlift. Right. A bench.
That's fucking huge. Like,
don't worry about it. But they're fucking animals. These women, like, tanks.
I haven't seen. I always like. I always want to like watch the taekwondo. And then I'm like, what the fuck is that? But the BMX, from the bits I've seen, I go, that's calming enough to put me to sleep.
Yeah.
Just watching them fucking...
I wish I wasn't so big and heavy, because I love BMXs as a product.
Yeah.
I'd love the...
Oh, yeah. I never had one as a kid. I always got mountain bikes. I was like, what? There's no mountains here.
Yeah, but also you don't feel the immediate rip on a mountain bike like you do on a BMX. Because there's only one gear. So you're like, fuck you.
Aye.
But it just disappears up into my hole. Gonna sit down, just stops dead. But I love them. Like, I'd fucking if I fit in one, I would own fucking 20 of them.
Aye, they're class.
And then I mentioned that, and then someone tagged me, this dude who's like a photographer for like No Jumper podcast or something, and he's a fucking big guy. And they're like, if he can do it, you can fucking do it.
Just believe.
But I'm sure that the dude's snapping pedals off, fucking left, right, and center. Ping. Right, this dude's sending more videos from E Fucked. Worst male orgasms. Do you want to watch that?
Yeah.
No doubt it's a bunch of... Are you on a time pressure?
Grant.
Or have you time for...
Time to watch worst male orgasms, 100%.
This guy... I am...
I take these sunnies off for this.
Imagine it's just a load of dudes busting hard, is it? What the fuck is this?
Yeah. No, 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 no. Oh, come on. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's not funny. Oh,
it doesn't hurt, bro.
He was reacting like a skid mark on his t-shirt.
You're
fake fanny, real dick? What was that?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Can I just say that this wasn't half as funny as I thought it was going to be?
He sounds like he's going to call a Pokemon out of his cocktail. Fuck me. I can't be a real load.
Of course it's not. They can't be real tits. Here, did she just turn into someone from like Carrie?
You dirty bastard.
We're here, doesn't it? This guy's shooting ribbons everywhere.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, but a transaction. Here, Wes Borland's not doing too well from Limp Bizkit then.
Tell you what, a bit weird to go from Japanese to Godzilla scream.
It's editing, man. This guy is ruining that IKEA fucking carpet.
Emo tip. We're 34.
Chewbacca getting sucked up.
Punch it, Chewie.
Does look Chewie, to be fair. Oh, this guy's getting the taint slapped off him. How do people discover they get into that?
1780, love.
Keep a change.
Is he bucking a bed?
That's not a real puppet, you can see the strings.
Hey, Bert.
Oh, that's her dick?
I mean, that's fine.
That's her dick? That took me a minute to figure that out. Oh, there's me getting a hand job.
Is that a wee softy one too? Oh, 45% of men have prostate problems.
I
look at Jordan Robinson's wee bellies.
How long is it? What are we doing? What the fuck?
Hey, Oscar, you're a grouch.
God damn.
Finish him.
This looks like a fight. That was his one rep max on wanking.
You okay?
I mean, is it the first time he bust a nut in like fucking 15 years or what? Why do you sound like that?
I mean, I've never not just been like, thank you. Thanks for being here.
Jesus.
I come the way I finish a gig. Listen to these gentlemen, that's all from me.
I've been Mickey Bartlett.
Keep supporting live comedy.
A round of applause for your box.
There's a bucket down the back if you want to leave a favour in it.
Yeah,
I was.
I always think I'm like too concentrated to make that much noise. It's a bit like crying, you know. Like if you hurt yourself, if you really, really, really hurt yourself, you don't cry. You just go.
Aye.
It's like you should be focused. You should just be like.
Aye.
Legati.
Can you do that? Then fuck up.
Dance.
The fucking says he.
Valid mix.
I'm sweating.
What record? Jesus. What record do you think you could smash? What world record do you think you could smash?
I don't know.
Most sweet corns eaten with a toothpick in a minute. That's a legit thing.
Is it?
Yeah, you can.
I've been watching. There's some dude. Is it fucking Beard versus Meat or something like that on YouTube? Ever seen him? He does like just eating challenges.
Yeah,
but insane ones.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a few of those I've looked at. Like,
and somehow he's in like really good nick.
Yeah,
his girlfriend's not in good nick. She just eats garlic bread all the time.
Yeah, he must purge.
He actually explained something about that, like how he deals with it. Oh no! Sorry, it wasn't him. It was a girl who's a competitive eater, and she's like looks like a bodybuilder.
Right,
she's fucking ripped, and she was like explaining how she can eat so much, but essentially the trick is you eat, and then you don't eat for fucking like 24 hours either side of it.
Aye, you have to, yeah.
But then there's some things you're just like, of course you're barfing it up. Like,
aye,
there's no eating challenge.
I reckon I could do a world record on like a curry fried rice sort of challenge,
just like a.
Hungover as fuck, I could just rattle.
No work to it.
Yeah.
You see, it's amazing how we immediately went to like world records.
Yeah, we're not doing fitness stuff like
eating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What could I do? I don't know.
I wonder how many pints you could take in it. No.
Nah, someone will beat you. Like.
Yeah. I think that'll be it. Or maybe I could just do that all day.
On an eight.
That's your like, is there a record of like how long can you just your tits stand for?
Your tit kegels?
Yeah.
Name of the podcast? Tit.
Tit kegels, actually, girl I went to school with.
Passed away, unfortunately.
I shouldn't have the one. From the back of her neck, took. Inbred. Oh, terrible. Terrible day for the parish.
Tit kegels. How's Mickey's rash?
All gone, thank you very much. Thanks to modern medicine.
Fantastic. Any more live shows coming up for the tayas? Yes, I will be in Voodoo. This Thursday, Friday and Sunday. Lovely. That's the 5th, 6th and 8th.
I will be in the Ulster Hall on the 3rd, the 10th and the 11th of September.
3rd and the 11th? Theon?
Theon, my.
Fuck's sake, do Odyssey in.
Next year, maybe see how it goes.
Do Odyssey in, fuck up.
See how we're going on, I mean.
You do that!
Fuck up, Ben!
If you and Mick don't watch porn together, you'll be needing a wee word with yourselves. That one's called Are You Sure You're 18? So we will not watch that.
Yeah, we'll not do that one.
Best wedding song to get you on the dance floor?
Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
I fuck any of those songs, like I fucking hate them.
Aye, but
I was talking to, shout out to Riggsy, is doing Maureen's sister's wedding. And I was talking to him and he's like, just make a list of absolutely play this,
right.
And a list of absolutely don't play this.
Deadly.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Tranny in the women's Olympic weightlifting discuss. You can't fucking say tranny, fucking cunt. I don't give a fuck, to be honest. Yeah. I mean, the quicker they just get another division. I mean, I know everybody's going like, they are real women, and you're like, yes, in every other walk of life except physical sport.
Aye.
Just have the Paralympics style thing where there's just divisions.
Yeah.
Loads of divisions. Because if they're literally, if you're like, right, trans women are real women, then there will be no regular women in the competition. Because eventually it'll just fill up with people who were like born a male and transitioned over.
Yeah. And then once again, the men sweep the medal.
The men's division versus the used to be the men's division. Aye. There needs to just be more divisions. And like literally stop arguing about it now and just fucking sort it out. But yeah, it is women's weightlifting, so struggling to give a fuck. Weightlifting in general.
Badminton, could that be? Could you be men and women versus... Well, there's mixed doubles in tennis and shit like that, isn't there?
Putting the cock in shuttlecock.
Aye. Putting the cock on the pants and then playing badminton. Oh, that wasn't as catchy.
Right, here we go. Legit, any tips or advice for getting into comedy? Antroman living in Luton and sick to the back teeth of people telling me I need to try it. Oh, must be a nightmare, mate.
Oh,
you're fucking hilarious.
Is it you?
Casual Fridays. Ways to start and how did you boys get started? Cheers to for yourselves with the pods. Help during the past 18 months. I'm sick to death of people. They're like, you're too funny to be walking the streets alone.
I know. You just have to start. That's like all you can do is go to open mic and get up, die in your hole.
I mean, it's
and if you like it, get back up and die in your hole again.
Like, it's one of them things. I heard someone else talking about this. They were like, if you could go back and do it all again, would you do it? And you're like, no, no way. Like,
oh no, I
like how fucking a bottomless pit is it? You know, like you're just it's just like trying to snowball experience. You know what I mean? You start with like a wee and it's like right. You literally there isn't really like a clear path of
progression.
It's literally just try and do it at open mics as much as you can and keep writing and just keep doing that till another thing happens and another thing happens because
it takes a really long time for you to get paid and then expect to be paid. Do you know what I mean? Like sometimes you get paid by accident or...
Yeah, I deal with that with people in Laveries. I'm like, give me your bank details. And they're like, am I getting paid
money for this? Yeah.
Yeah. People who've gigged there regularly.
Aye.
But that's the sort of attitude to have, I think, is like...
Yeah, it's kind of like, I think...
There've been people here, they're like, right, I've done my open spot, so...
Yeah.
Can I headline twice a year?
Yeah, I know I've had people like do support slots for me and stuff that have not done the time they were asked to do. And then go, how much is it? And I'm like, oh, it's this much. And they go, I was expecting more. And you go, were you?
Who said that to you?
I'm not going
to,
I'll tell you afterwards.
Someone said to you, I was expecting more.
I had
more.
Somebody walk up to me after a gig not so long ago and go, I thought you were going to be shit, but you're actually very good. And it was a comic, like an open spot.
Oh my God.
Yep.
I got to know.
Yeah, we'll tell you after.
See, to be honest, like, I would just expect to not be able to do it professionally until you can draw your own crowd.
Yeah.
In this day and age.
Especially because I don't think, like, comedy clubs and stuff, I don't know if they're, until fucking COVID's completely, or the lockdowns are all over, a lot of clubs have to lessen their capacity. So there isn't enough, there literally won't be enough money to be a club comic and survive. So it is, they won't last that long. I don't think comedy clubs are going to last too much longer. So you'd have to, yeah.
You could sort of see, like, especially.
Which is shit because you can be famous on TikTok and not know how to talk in front of people.
Yeah, but at a certain point, it's like, can you get... I mean, you see it with, like, the Comedy Store and stuff. Even watching it online, you're like, if you're famous, it's almost like if you can bring people there.
Yeah.
That goes a long way. Goes further than, like, you being actually hilarious.
Yeah. Well, that was...
And unknown.
Yeah. Was that one of the things that Bert Kreischer and Ashley B got stuck into in that podcast years ago?
I couldn't even listen to it.
Yeah. I'll never finish it, but it was
what
something...
What happened?
I think it was something along the lines of... Ashley was trying to argue there should be more women at the store and Bert was going, but we literally bring the crowd.
Yeah.
Like there's no, he was trying to say there's no female comics famous enough in LA to fill it the way.
And there is.
Yeah, but no, but I think, yeah, like, but I think his argument was you couldn't fill it, which is why you're not headlining.
Exactly. Tell that to Ali Wong and fucking Whitney and Annie Letterman and all those ones here.
Isla Schlesinger.
Eliza, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Nikki Glaser.
Yeah. Fucking Wood.
Fucking Wood Glaser, all right. Let me tell you. Fuck shit. Which is most important over jokes.
Yes, of course.
All of the aforementioned would...
More than welcome at my comedy night.
Red. And there's a common theme there.
Uh-huh.
They're all funny.
Yes.
Imagine. So, if you know, if you really want, he's going into it reluctantly. He's like, my mates are pushing me into this.
Even if you're reluctant to do it, don't do it then. Nah, them other ones you had were
pretty bad.
Yeah.
These are kind of more tacky now.
You're like a white Devon Dudley.
Nice.
Or Bubba Ray, whichever was the black one.
This guy fucking get the table. Okay. Yeah, man, you just gotta be getting into it and just not lifting your head for like 5 years.
Yeah.
Be prepared to be very sad. And then even when you do get good, you expect it all to be good and it's never all good.
Yeah.
And you're still sad.
And then somebody goes, here you photo.
Me or you pictures?
Yeah.
And you say, no, I would rather not. And then they say, you're a fucking cunt.
All right. Show business.
Showbiz. Have you seen Brad Pitt speaking like a Jamaican in the movie Meet Joe Black? I'm not even going to play that because we'll have to do a second pass through this podcast and get all the fucking clips. Can we play the audio now?
Yeah.
Yeah, just don't bother putting up the vid, maybe. Keep the camera on Mick. Keep the camera on Mick. Thank you. Worst male orgasm. Huh? What happened there?
Just hypnotizing now.
Okay, it's not coming up. That was like a weird link. Anyway. Would any of you take a crack at just pure crowd interaction on stage the way Andrew Schultz does it? That's not the way he does it.
Have you seen him live, have you?
No, but like what you
I thought you might have seen him.
What you see is crowd work.
Aye.
Because
it's not going to be the whole fucking
because it's like expendable. You can you can put it up every gig. You could have crowd work.
Yeah.
But he's not doing... He did a crowd work special, different thing, where he's just working off the crowd, but you don't... what was I saying? I'm sure it's not just an Andrew Schultz thing, but he's all over my YouTube recommendations and I find him mildly funny at best. Well, it's just a bit of stuff to put up.
Yeah.
Paul Smith does it as well.
Yeah, it's handy, like...
It's a funny thing, crowd work, because...
Sometimes it's shit.
But you know what I mean? Like, if it's done well, people are like... That guy is fucking hilarious. And you're like, yeah, but if there's comedians watching from the side going like, is he going to do anything?
Aye.
Is he going to do any bits here?
Sometimes crowd work's a pain in the ass because you could say, like, talk to someone and they're an absolute brick of a human being.
Yeah.
And you're now standing there going, like,
where'd that go?
I have nothing to get out of this. You're the most boring person I've ever met in my life.
Were you at Lavery's last Thursday?
Yeah. No.
There's a dude there, American guy. And I was like, oh, well, you know, you're not from here. The channel way. He's like, what are you doing? And they all, the whole table laughed. And I was like, okay. And he goes, I sell a product. And I was like, what is it? Shout out to Alarm. And then he goes, oh, it's the gummy something. And I went, what is it? Like a fucking blowjob machine? Right. He goes, kinda. And I was like, seriously? And he's like, yeah. And then it went down this whole fucking thing. And I was like, well, what is it? And he goes, kind of like a doll thing and whatever, a prosthetic. And I was like, is it just like a face that you fuck? And he's like, eh, kinda. And then it went... It was really funny.
Aye.
Really funny interaction. And then he was basically like, oh no, it's just like a piece of medical equipment that like trains you how to do operations to the nose and throat. And I was like, oh,
you fucking... Aye. There's nothing, yeah.
You fucking... This was about to get hilarious.
Yeah.
And then I had to just be like, oh, it is a piece of real medical equipment.
Aye. Yeah, there's nothing...
Here's your first act. Like, it was so fucking...
There's nothing...
And I was there last week. How dead was that crowd?
Bro, I was there the week before, and it was one of those. Yeah,
everybody came off just like sweating.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
it's been straight. I've noticed that even though just being back, there's a lot of gigs I've done where it's like the start. You're going, this is going to be fucking lethal, and you get to a certain point, and either they don't have the attention span, or I forgot how to do stand up, or both.
But there's nights when you can go like, okay, that's a weird crowd.
Yeah,
and we appreciate you coming out too, but it's like. Whatever the scenario, the setup, maybe the crowd feels a bit exposed because they're spaced out and it's a bit more well lit. But there's no fucking way you, McCarney, like Jordy and me can come off and all be going, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, at that point, you're like, someone would have fucking landed something. Yeah. Like,
I think it's just, I don't know if it's just, again, if it's just because they're spaced out, does the laugh just disappear between people? But that night, they'd finished clapping before you got to the mic and it wasn't a long walk.
Yeah.
I remember, I've told you this loads of times, the weirdest one I ever had was like me, Mark Nelson, Gavin Webster and Laurie Dean.
Four cunts.
Two nights in a row sitting in a hotel bar going, what the fuck? Like everybody just one by one ate shit, two nights in a fucking row.
Yeah,
crazy. Could not figure it out.
And all those people are hilarious.
Yeah. On paper you're going, that's one of the best lineups you've ever seen.
Yeah. Just don't know.
At a bag of dicks.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible crowd.
Larry didn't mind, like.
He's gay.
He's like, whole thing. What have you done to get out of creative rut? You just work anyway.
Yeah.
You just do this.
Just headbutt through it. Like, there's nothing worse.
Yeah. You just fucking... What was that? Like a fucking Jack White quote or something? And he was like, you just get up and go to work like you would any other job. Yeah.
Just have a bad day. Throw shit at the wall, some of it sticks to the fan. Huh?
Exactly. Does Niall watch listen to the pod when he isn't there, or is he... Is it like when you leave work on holidays and you couldn't give a fuck if the place burns down? I'd say number two. But why would you listen to it twice? Yeah. But like, top one.
Yeah, I wouldn't listen to it again.
Yeah, like you... Well, technically, you're going to sit through it and fucking...
Well, yeah, I do listen to it twice.
Yeah, he's not going to be fucking in the kitchen making eggs.
Speaking of number two, is he just going to talk wee word if I go for a pitch?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll do some more questions.
Hope he is.
We're at an hour and 30, like, so...
Talk amongst yourself.
I'll just...
Diabetic.
Yeah, Mickey's pish tolerance is low. Guy needs to piss right away, always. What breed of dog do the NI comedians look like? James McKegney looks like a bulldog. Let me tell you something. Everyone looks like a fucking bulldog. Shout out James McKegney. I seen him in the car today. And I went, beep, beep. Yes, lad. And he went... Out of the smallest car I've ever seen. Not slagging him, but you know, his car could have driven up and got in the back of my car. Did you see a sketch this week?
The Joe Rogan one?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet.
Check out. Do you want to watch it?
Yeah.
Let's bring it up. It's probably on Instagram, bitch. James McKegnings. It's funny. Go bigger, you fuck. Okay. Oh, no. For the audio listeners, he's basically getting texts from Joe Rogan. Have you seen this? McKegney's sketch?
He's getting texts
from Joe Rogan, like, do you want to go hunting? Hello, you freak bitch, are you there? So. So then he hangs up on... So he gets a call from Rogan, hangs up, goes to relax in the bath, and then he cuts it in with the footage of Joe Rogan in the ice bath.
It's fucking well done, though.
It's brilliant. So it looks like Joe Rogan's getting in the bath in front of him. Joe Rogan's nips, man. Intensity.
Oh, boy.
There's just a bag of dicks.
Have you ever done an ice bath?
Huh?
Have you ever done an ice bath? No.
Not an ice bath, no.
No. Did you do any of that fucking cold water shit when it was up during the winter? No.
I've been in the sea, like, when it was freezing.
Oh, yes.
I've had many a cold shower.
Oh.
I would try an ice bath. Not for 20 minutes, I would die. It was nips, bro.
That's my testicles, mate.
McKegney has a very intense patch of hair on his tits.
Yeah.
It's like a perfect circle.
That's exactly what I would like on mine.
Yeah.
Not a root one.
Are you breathing like that? It's like 30 degrees in here.
Dying. So the video is basically him staring at Joe Rogan just going... Rogan's dying there, like.
Calm down. Calm down. I don't want to try anything to you, I'm sorry. I don't want to do it, I've got it.
And and it just ends, but it's funny.
I love the one he did on Instagram.
The cum one?
Fuck
oh
me.
Oh my God. That's brilliant. Like, what was it saying? Like,
first day at the brothel.
First day at the brothel.
It's like, hey guys, just want to let you do if you need, and then somebody just comes to his face.
If you need okay, any tiles thanks. Or anything, and then just big load hits him in the face.
Okay, I'll chat later, bye.
You know, so funny. He's got a funny voice. Let me see. How many more questions have we got here? Let's get out of fucking off. If you're about to get in a fight, what song comes on as your soundtrack?
Fuck, I don't know. Never really been in a fight. Awful jovial man.
Having recently moved to Lurgan, could Mickey recommend the best chippies, bars, restaurants?
Yeah, the courthouse is class. Class is food, yeah, it's really nice food.
All right, there you go. I always like
best bar, Woodville, class Guinness.
I just associate it with
that Chinese or that pizza place gives you shits.
No, the courthouse just with drunken stand up gigs that were terrible.
Oh, well, it's all been done up. Good. So it's like it's more of a sort of a bistro kind of situation going on now. The grub's lovely.
Tell Mickey he's a wee pussy who got afraid of the dark and he needs to cut down on the owl wanking. The thing's going. Oh, the owl wanking. Don't write owl as in the
I've never wanked an owl. Like,
fuck's sake, Sean, what are you talking about?
It? How are you going to wank an owl? I can turn its head around and look at you.
Shut your life.
Fucking wise up.
What was it like supporting Patrick Keilty? Any funny backstage stories? Definitely not, probably, yeah. Considering the time I seen you were talking about insoles for your shoes.
Yeah.
The only time back.
When Kat Deeney rocked up, I was like, she was a lot of crack.
Yeah.
Apart from Matt. Nah. I was kind of on my own for those.
Yeah.
The only funny thing was that the very last show, the second time I supported him, he radioed the tech guy and told me not to do him a closer.
Why?
Because it was better than his.
What was yours? Wanking the one?
No, it was about Oscar Pistorius.
Wanking.
So, yeah. He'd won Oscar Pistorius joke, and my closer was about, like... I think the joke was... It was something along the lines of, if you wake up in the middle of the night and your girlfriend's not there, do you go... Poof, or would you go, Riva, are you talking a shot? And then have a whole thing about the judge should just told him to fuck up. So the judge would be like, fuck up. And then I think, the word fuck up should be used a lot more because saved a lot of things. Like
the Hitler.
Hitler and the Nuremberg rallies.
I remember that bit.
Here, fuck up. Fuck up. And then it was like, yeah, fucking like, I did not have sexual relations with it. Fuck up. And then finally, I was never involved in any paramilitary act. Fuck up.
Yeah, that would murder. That would murder the KD
standing ovation. Fucking here, next up, some rich cunt. Have a good time.
It is funny when you see someone like KD and, you know, when you're like a younger comedian, your tendency is to be like, oh, that guy just fucking couldn't handle the heat in the kitchen, man. Just had to fucking give up. And all fucking asshole. See, as soon as you were like, what the fuck am I going to Ballymena for to do a gig? I'd be like, I live in LA, suck my dick. See you later. I'm loaded. I'll be out of here.
It's a weird thing. When I remember, like, it was the same thing. It's just as you're saying, when I gigging with them, you're going, fuck, you need to be back in clubs. Because I was getting weirded out by the level of clean TV stuff he was doing. But then you forget the audience don't give a fuck either. They're just glad to see him.
Exactly. And that goes a long way when you're going to a live thing. Also, I don't see any fucking shame at all in someone just going like, nah, I've gigged for fucking 20 years. I'm out of here. Because I'm at the point now, and I'm not a big comedian, where I'm like, I don't want to go to these places.
Yeah.
I just don't want to do it. I'll do the highlight reel type shit, where I'm like, send me to Glasgow, send me to fucking London, you know, do all that shit, the really good gigs. But the real, like, road dog tour type things, you're like, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing what you're doing, which is, like, able to gig in the UK and clubs and all that shit.
I still like doing like fucking car crash gigs. Like I do enjoy getting like looking at a room and going, this is not doable, and then trying anyway.
Not me.
But I'm at a point where I'm going, but only for this amount of money. Not for free, not by choice.
Yeah. Why are the well-paid gigs always the shite ones? You know, why are they always like, you're going to eat shit here at this corporate, but I'm going to give you $2,500.
Because that's the only reason you'll do it.
Yeah, mad.
It's the amount of times that people want to put a gig on for a corporate or a wedding or something like that, that nobody, like, you can't force people to watch stand up. You can put a band on, people can ignore it, but people have to watch it. So you have to, as a comedian, go, 200 people are going to think I'm shit, because for some reason that's just how it works. I didn't watch them, so you must be shit. And for that reputation to get out, you have to pay me £2,500.
We were at our Christmas dinner there. I was drinking since 11.
Aye.
And he was shit.
You shit.
Yeah. But I think they always get it wrong, where, like, they should be like, do you want to do a set here? And you're like, yeah, it's going to be 20 minutes max.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because they always do that.
Do an hour.
No. They always do, like, oh, there's 90-minute gap there between, our fucking main and, the dessert coming out.
Aye.
Do you want to talk in that gap?
Yeah. Oh, it's like, 100%. The times people have asked me to do an hour at a wedding, and I go, well, if I do an hour at the Ulster Hall, that's X amount of money, so can you pay me that? You pay a plumber by the minute, pay a comedian the same. Well, not really, because, like, that's 50 quid, you don't want that. But yeah, I don't think people understand how important the audience is to a gig working.
Yeah, 50%.
Yeah, 80.
90.
Fucking 100. 110, man. Fucking.
Last question. Has Mickey stopped skipping, or why is his titty still big? Text back.
Titties are still big because every time I fuck your ma, she massages them and makes them bigger. I know, edit that out. Titties are still, I've just got big tits.
Of all the shit we've watched, you're like, edit that one.
Let me have a zinger. I've always had big tits.
Too many fucking zingers.
Exactly. Just chest. There's muscle underneath. Like, they are. I've just got big old norks.
Big tits.
Big, juicy, fucking sloppy milkers.
I feel you. Right, we have talked for 1 hour 41 minutes.
I need to go and do a fucking another podcast.
Where?
My house. Doing a Zoom one.
Who with?
Fuck, I'm not telling you. Face her up.
That fucking guy.
That fucking guy.
Never done podcast.
Oh, Jesus.
It's Fraser Robb.
And I do the half reason.
For fuck's sake.
Never quits.
What's his podcast called?
It's like three quests. It's a fun concept. He's bought some massive book filled with questions and tells you to pick three of them and then you dance them. Or something. I don't know, I was drunk when I said I'd do it.
My God.
My God.
At least he's put work into it. We just fucking watch.
Exactly. Boring. Dude. Fucking like.
Literally, dudes coming.
Yeah, talked about shit. The usual stuff.
Niall had a good laugh at the dog shitting. He enjoyed
that. That was very funny. Very, very funny.
Right. Well, get the fuck out of here. Cheers for coming on, mate.
Thanks for having me.
Flow CBD is our third and final sponsor. Use the code General Flow to get money.
Get money.
Banter Flow. General Flow. Do you know what? Fucking who gives a fuck?
Who gives a fucking.
Choose General Flow. Get all the money off. Sell hundreds of them.
Who pretty sure it? General Flow is the guy who started the Vietnam War, wasn't it?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Flow team in.
Flow team in. Oh, that's me tired.
I should go smoke fags.
Right. See you later, guys. All the best now.
Will you fuck up,
see you later.